I have rearranged my schedule. I think I can get out of here by 6 o'clock, Ray, so I should be
Woot.
At the poker table between 7 and 7:15.
Cool.
But you still got to go back and work Saturday?
I do have to work Saturday, yes.
Sad times.
That is. I will make a last-minute plea to see if anybody is interested in switching with me, but I'm not going to hold my breath.
Okay.
Probably pretty close to the day. But still, I mean, I'll be there Friday. I'll be there most of Saturday. You know, I'll be there Saturday night. I'll be there Sunday. And then I'll finally leave Craig alone on Monday.
Yeah, when it's Saturday night and the moon is out, we can head on over to the Twist and Shout.
I would be okay with that.
We'll find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. Something about sweeping you off your feet.
Are you guys coming to Poker Craig?
Out in the middle of the big dance floor. As far as I know.
Okay.
Do we have many people?
Not a huge number. I think we'll have a full table.
Okay. I tried to persuade Chris Hill. He wouldn't budge.
Yeah.
He claims that he's old now and goes to bed at like 8:30 at night on a work night.
Friday's a work night?
For him, yeah.
Oh. Okay.
He works 7 to 7 every day. So.
So I'm not exactly sure what's going on, but down at the bottom where it says voice connected and is in green.
Yeah, it keeps going yellow.
Mine keeps going like red.
Yeah, mine keeps going at least into the yellows.
Yeah, mine's at the orange currently.
Oh, I guess that's ping time related. Okay.
All right. Do we want to do anything else before we open up the room?
Flood my network.
Yeah, I'm hoping when Erica comes home, my audio doesn't crash again. I'll try and pay attention to if I get disconnected. Hurry up and restart.
Yeah. Save off
a new Audacity.
Restart.
Yeah.
Ray and I will just sit here silently.
Or get export, to use all the not save. Export.
Yes,
that's what I mean.
Export is the correct answer.
All right. I've got that saved off. I think I'm good. Ready to open? I don't hear objections, so...
No, we
silence
can go.
Silence equals consent.
Oh, my God, what was that?
That's the NSA chiming in.
Okie doke.
2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, 4 Mississippi, 5 Mississippi, 6... B 10 Mississippi. Wow.
Yeah, nobody's interested.
You're getting lazy.
17 Mississippis Flynn. That took. That was the longest wait ever. No one loves us anymore.
I don't know who Huge Weenies is, but it's gosh darn hysterical. Oh, man.
It was Flynn for the win, though.
Yeah.
Yep. 17 seconds after it was open.
Well, at least 17 Mississippis. I don't know how close my Mississippis are to real seconds.
Yeah, not too good, but.
M-I, crooked letter I, crooked letter I, humpback I.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Long time listener, first time caller. Huge weenus.
Huge.
Oh, this is no way to start the show.
That'd be a great name for a adult film star of small statue, though.
Huge weenus?
Yeah. Like, if you had a guy who was, you know, like 3'8", but well endowed anyway, and he could just call himself Huge Weenus, he would be like, you know, one of those tripod kind of guys.
Yeah.
But if he went by Huge Weenus, it would be amazing.
So a well-hung LP.
Yes.
Okay. Adult actor. Yeah.
Don't start the show yet. I'll be right back.
Okay.
No problem.
Hey, people who are listening in, is everyone else having, like, their voice-connected thing on Discord go into the orange and red at times? Normally it stays locked in on green, but it is not tonight.
All right. I'm back. Is everybody else seeing the voice-connected as being red? Because mine's solidly red.
I just asked everybody that.
Okay. As long as it's not me. I don't think it is. My network is quiet, comparatively.
Well, you just said yours was red. Mine was green. Now mine is orange.
Mine is also orange. Does anybody mind if I have a pre-show snack?
Freaking Comcast.
It depends on what it is. If I hear you eating, yes, I mind.
I was going to say, I forget what it's called for some reason. Like, I'm drawing a blank on a really obvious treat. What's the tasty cake version of a ho-ho?
Swiss roll?
Yeah, it's a Swiss roll. Ding dong, man.
Ding dong, yo,
dong,
man. Ding,
ding
dong.
Man.
You ain't fat. You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing.
Have either of you ever had Funny Bones?
That does not ring a bell.
They're by the same makers of Ding Dong, I believe. Unless Hostess makes a Ding Dong. But I thought Drake's Cakes made a Ding Dong. I don't remember. Anyway, they are ho-hos, but instead of white icing, they're filled with peanut butter.
Oh, no thank you.
They're awesome.
Huh. Never heard of them before. Just pulled up an image now.
It is awesome. Thank you.
No, that is not today's pie. Although today's pie is similar in a weird way.
Right. It's not that far off.
All right. Let's do this show.
You ready to rock this town, Brian Setzer orchestra style?
We're going to rock it inside out. All right. settle down, Hal. Believers, welcome to the 156th mega installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. This is your place for a little bit of MPQ and a whole lot of, I don't know, morons talking to each other.
MPQ-themed nonsense?
Yeah, sure. I am the only one. You can call me Craig with me. We got KS72, that's Ray. Say hi, Ray.
Hello.
Stinky B15, he's Ian.
Hello.
And we are the Puzzle Warriors. All right, this is the week of August 29th through... man, the summer's almost over again. It's September 5th, 2018. Man, where does the summer go? Nobody knows?
No.
It falls away.
It's fleeting. It's fleeting. It's just too lovable.
Time is fleeting, and then madness takes its toll.
How about a quick top of the show shout-out to our two self-proclaimed newbies, Frag Smoker Z and Huge Weenus, listening live for the first time tonight. Hello.
Hello. Ray, say hello.
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 Proceed.
Had to go the whole bit there. All right, so your Deadpool dailies for the week. Today, it's a green Wolverine. Does that sound right? I think I updated these. Thursday, Red Torch. Friday, Yellow Colossus. Saturday, Red Cyclops. Sunday, Yellow Hood. Monday, a blue Doc Ock. Tuesday is Red Thor. And Wednesday is a red Carol. Over in your 5-day, 4-star cutter. Oh, those Titans. Let's see. When last we spoke, that was a while ago. What day was that? It was a Tuesday. It was all threw me all the way. Right.
Yeah, more than a week ago.
More than a week ago. Winter Soldier was what's going on when we last talked. Did everybody win that one up? I can't remember.
For Shizzle, it went exactly the way that I'd hoped. I just kept using precision shot every time he would try to do something. And then eventually he died when one of my explosives went off. It was great.
Nice.
Good deal. After that was the next lame character. That was War Machine.
Mm.
He spun up.
That went way better than expected.
Yeah, it was way easier than I had to expect, actually.
I haven't really given it a full try yet.
No, that's
not
that's
looking
good.
Yeah.
I don't want to
throw any ISO at him right now.
I can understand that. Number next should be one of, you know, everyone's favorite, Coulson. Woo! We love the Coulson.
Yep. I don't know who he fights, but I've already won in my mind.
Man, I really need to pull that up in the future. I did last week and then didn't need it.
If only somebody out there in the universe had compiled a spreadsheet of all this information.
Right.
I believe he fights Doctor Strange.
Oh, my. Oh, that's
strangely
good.
Strangely enough.
Yeah, that'll work. Because his shield agents can do stuff without activating Strange.
Yeah, you just got to fire him up once and then let him go.
Right.
And then, according to the webpage, the one after that is going to be Laura Kinney, X-23. I like her.
Yeah, that should not be a problem whatsoever. I believe she goes up against the unkillable Elektra.
Truth.
Should be easy enough to do.
Yeah, that name will not live up to.
No.
The frequently killed Elektra?
Yeah.
That is the thing. Elektra does die fairly often. I mean, she just keeps coming back. It's almost like Jean Grey. All right, your Storyland. The hunt is finishing up. I think you've got, a day left on the hunt, I think, for most folks. Then I get you 3 Strange, a Green Nebula, 30 CP, top folks get Iron Spider, and then after that is Bullseye covers.
So I have a question on hunt, especially for today's or yesterday's for a lot of people. The Florida, why is the low-level fight the last one unlocked? You know how there are 3 low-level fights? The third one of those is like the last one that you can do. It's really odd.
I don't know. That.
Yeah, to help you relax.
Nobody else noticed?
I'm going to go with no, I did not notice.
There was conversation about it in our Alliance chat.
Yeah. I haven't even played half of Florida yet, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have one more pass to go.
I've been slacking, so I haven't gotten the 4-star reward yet for the hunt.
Wow. You have been slacking.
Yeah, it's, you know, 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit here in Pennsylvania. So when I have time, I've been jumping in my pool.
Man, You complain when it's raining, you complain when it's cold, and now you complain when it's hot. I just don't know how.
I like it when it's hot. I'm just saying it. I've been enjoying the pool. I do hate when it's raining. I'll take these super hot, non-rainy days every time.
There is no pleasing you.
Bong and a blunt? A smoke and a pancake?
Pipe and a crepe?
Coming up next, starting tomorrow, it's Cinestex makes its return.
Oh, that's a good, that's tough usually.
Let's see, that starts Thursday on the 30th, ends Sunday, September 2nd. Shout out to the Alliance. Play. That is all.
I don't know, dude. I'm visiting you guys this weekend. I don't got time for that sort of thing.
You better bring your laptop.
I will.
All right. Let's see. You might as well hit this while we're here. Cinestex land. Get some tokens. What do we got in here? Classic Bullseye covers. A Iron Spider cover. And then 900,000 is the legendary token on the individual side. In Alliance side, we've got 3 Kamala Khans. 3 Spider Womans and a legendary token for finishing out round 8. You need Kamala Khans or Spider Womans there, Ian?
I need I need one more Spider Woman.
Well, you shall have her.
Kamala Khan,
yeah, you should be getting that.
Is you know, she's a 3-star, isn't she?
Yeah.
I need more, but you know, she's appropriately championed and covered.
Alright.
As all 3-stars should be. But yeah, I think I'm gonna finally max out Spider Woman because I am moments away from doing that.
In the powered up list for Cinestex, we got Loki, Nebula, Iron Spider, Classic Bullseye, and Classic Storm. Weekly, there's a whole slew of folks. You got your Peter Parker, your Back in Black, Old Man Meatbag, Black Widow, what is that, Natasha Romanoff style, Banner, Mark, what is that, 46, Gladiator Thor, and good old Cliff. Man, I really wish they'd rework Bruce Banner. He's terrible.
He's not good.
Yeah.
I enjoy Main Event way more.
Or they could give me a new version for the Immortal Hulk comic, because that comic is solid gold.
Mm. So, Ian, you're Spider-Woman. Yeah? You need this event. Your Spider-Woman is at a 5.52.
I know.
So you really need that red.
Yeah. I'm excited. I think it'll go well. I realize that I will actually probably, even though we're doing stuff, since I'll be hanging out with, what, 1/5 of our Alliance this weekend? I will probably be encouraged to play more.
That is true.
Good deal. In your space season, 21 guns is running right now. That'll get you a yellow patch, a blue roadie, 15 CP, Iron Spider, and Angel. That was his name. The next event is called Made Up Name, which I find funny, which is the Iron Spider event. Again, that'll get you Angel, Iron Spider. Top folks get Wiccan. And then after that is Strange. So, made up name.
Is that really what it's called?
Yep.
I thought that was just you being snarky on the script.
Nope. It's called made up name. Reminds me of the Atari cartridge I bought one time where the name of the game was called Name This Game.
I can't. How does that play?
So they were having, it was a contest where they were naming the game as a contest after you already bought the game.
Right.
Holy smoke, somebody already found the infographic. Samurai for the win. That is the game. You were a deep sea diver, and you had to shoot things out of your snorkel to defeat the tentacles of the octopus. And you had to get air from that guy on the motorboat driving by on the top of the ocean.
He gave you a that's his job, to give you a boost?
Well, he gave you the oxygen, yeah, because otherwise, you know, right. you would die.
For sure.
That was the game. That was it. I played a lot of Name This Game. I'm not sure why it was terrible, but I played it a lot.
No doubt. All the Atari games were excellent in their, you know, terrible. Nothing better existed. So in my world, they were fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, this was.
I mean, in television was close.
Yeah, I mean, this was one of the good times, you know, where everyone and their brother was making independent Atari cartridges.
Right.
And the market was just flooded with every terrible game that could ever possibly happen. And that was it. Name this game.
I actually stopped and played an Atari. I think it was Pitfall, just because, at Replay FX this year.
Oh, nice.
So,
yeah, I was going to say that I just, two-parter, one, I just picked up, just an old school Atari controller that you plug into your TV, and it's got like 20 preloaded games on it.
Sure.
I was like, how much is this? And they were like, $7.99. I was like, yeah, I'll pay $7.99 for Atari Adventure. That game was amazing.
Yeah.
Why was everybody so down on the E.T. game?
I hated the E.T. game.
That game was dope.
That game was terrible.
That game was challenging.
No, you didn't.
You had the run for,
you just you always fell into pits for no good reason. Like one,
no, you,
one pixel, your foot would hit a pit. Oh, you fell in.
Yeah. Well, you just got to be cautious, and you only had to avoid the FBI agent. The scientist would just slow you down a little bit.
Game was terrible.
I agree. I did not like that game. I know you liked it. I saw you play it. What, last year?
Very
at replay FX.
Very likely. If it was there, I would have been like, yes, got to make this happen.
The Indiana Jones the only game part was terrible.
That game was too difficult because you needed a second person, but the other person couldn't do anything other than manage your inventory.
Yep.
Like, that was just no fun. So it was too hard to play one player, but that game should have been good. It was just way too challenging. Man, when you got bit by those TT flies and they would just, that game makes me mad.
Yeah, that was bad times.
Yeah, that was a tough, I never beat that game. ET I beat several times.
All right. Moving on?
Yeah.
All right, Ian.
Sure.
There's a short amount of events going on. Hit me with some pie. Oh.
Right. Oh, pie. Right on. Sorry, I was not as ready for pie as I was for other segments, but let me tell you about what might be. Nope, it's going to be an awful pie, but in my mind, it could be okay.
You know, if we ever make this a video show, when we go to this segment, I want to cut from, like, the Brady Bunch episode where they're all throwing pies at each other, and, like, I want to see a pie, like, hit Marcia in the face.
I suppose if we ever add a visual component to our YouTube feed or something, well, you have to talk to our producer about that.
All right.
That's way too much work.
All
I'm not
right,
doing
fine.
That.
I'm just saying. All right.
So let's talk about a fairly delicious-looking recipe made by culinary hero Paula Deen.
Butter.
Exactly. Let's talk about Twinkie Pie. Twinkie Pie requires the perfect amount of Twinkies, which is a box and a half, because then you still have half a box to enjoy at your leisure.
This is also something you call your friend's girlfriend when you don't really like her.
Twinkie Pie?
Twinkie Pie. I don't know.
What?
You know, you've got a friend who has like a floozy
what kind
for
of
a
life
girlfriend.
Did you live?
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh my goodness. Is he still dating old Twinkie Pie?
Exactly. You know, what's her name? You know, and you're like, I don't know, Twinkie Pie.
That's awesome. I love a good G-rated Craig Byrne. You know what you call that girlfriend who hangs out with your friend that you hate? You know, Twinkie Pie. Yes. So anyway, in a shocking twist, some fruit sneaks its way into this pie.
What?
Yeah. Bananas, pineapples.
Ugh.
Yeah. So you got Twinkies, bananas, pineapples. Whip up some vanilla pudding, because you're going to have a layer of that in there as well. You're going to put some whipped topping on top and garnish it with, hopefully, crushed pecans and some maraschino cherries. So it's more of like a Twinkie custard, but I feel like if you sell it as a pie, then it kicks the appeal up.
Sure. So I know I originally said ugh, but you know what? I would try this.
Yeah, so would I. This sounds right on the edge of probably not really a pie, but still a refreshing dessert.
Right.
The sweetness, there's got to be something that you can do to this to help control it. Like, I get it that it's a dessert and it's super decadent, but I mean, I feel like this is...
I think you should add some lard to it. That'll cut the sweetness.
It must be the pineapple must be the key, because I didn't seem nearly that offended when I saw that delicious Swiss cake roll pie that scrolled through our feed earlier. I was like, oh, that seems reasonable. This, however, seems just outrageous to me. Yeah, I guess maybe the citrus will help break that up a bit. But it sounds good, a little, especially with the adding of the instant vanilla pudding. Oh, and you do not cook this. There's no cooking involved. That also makes me sketchy.
Yeah, no baked things are weird.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, I didn't explain it very well, but it's very straightforward. You just layer Twinkies, pudding, Twinkies, you know, pineapple there in the middle, layer as well with the pudding, whipped cream on top, top it with the garnishes, and you have yourself a delicious Twinkie pie, courtesy of Paula Deen.
She's my Twinkie pie.
Brought to you indirectly by that friend's girlfriend who you hate, Twinkie Pie. And savior of this segment, personal hero of mine, you guessed it, this pie.
This pie.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen.
Whew. How about it? All right, moving on. Hey, there's a known issue going on right now. In case you've noticed in the hunt, the old man meatbag node is giving you hunt tokens instead of the Nebula and Friends tokens it's supposed to be giving you. So they're sorry about that. Everyone that received a hunt token by completing the old man meatbag essential mission at least once will receive a Nebula and Friends vault token later this week after the event has ended. Players will receive a token for each sub-chapter they completed that mission in, for a maximum of not one, not two, but three. Three vault tokens.
Fair.
Oh, there's a new support I'll never see. So there's Yarrow Root, which is kind of gross looking.
It's way beyond kinda.
All right, so this is perk one. When the supported character is healed, they heal an extra 1,568 health. Ooh. Perk three, at the start of the battle, there's an 80% chance to get 6 green AP. That's a pretty high chance.
Yeah.
Perk five, the supported character's base green match damage is increased by 531. And this is a Nebula Amy Pond style synergy perk. When Nebula fires Galactic Rage, create a strength 597 protect tile. That'll be visible starting yesterday. You got your normal store going on, 128 in vault, and see what else is going down. Yeah, quite a lot of things in that vault. One master, 5 advanced, and 9 beginner tokens to get those supports. Not bad. You also got the X23 Heroes for Hire vault going down. 4,800 hero points. That will get you a green Laura, 2 Yarrow Root advanced, and 3 Yarrow Root beginner, and 1,500 red ISO. Baby Groot, Heroes for Hire, 250 CP. Gets you 1 Baby Groot, 1 Yarrow Master, 3 Yarrow advanced, and 5,000 red ISO 8. So there you go.
Hmm.
Buy some stuffs. Ian.
Word.
Are you sitting down?
I am now secure in my seat.
Okay. Because you're never going to guess who this week's clue tells me that the new character is going to be. You're never going to guess who I would think the next character is going to be. The clue is the full spectrum. So clearly the answer is Claw.
I would like that.
You know, so he can attack you with the full spectrum of sound. You know, Claw. No, clearly it's Dazzler, people. Come on.
Really?
That has to be.
At that spectrum, I guess. I thought she was a sound character, not a light character.
No, she converts sound to light.
She's a both.
Oh, right. Okay. Sure. It's definitely going to be Dazzler.
All right. Thanks for jumping on board.
Yeah.
So I was looking at the forum, and a lot of people are saying that it could be Monica Rambeau, Monica Rambeau.
What is that?
She is another Captain Marvel. She has gone by different names, Photon, Pulsar, but she's also gone by the name Spectrum. So a lot of people were guessing that. But to me, that doesn't make any sense, because aren't we due for a 5-star? Is it time for a 5-star? Or we don't know.
Who was before Nebula?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah. Was it that Loki? Was he a 5-star?
Loki was a 5-star.
He was recent.
Yeah, so it's another 4-star. It should be.
Maybe.
Is she going to be in the next Ms. Marvel movie?
Not that I am aware of. And that's the thing. With the Marvel movie coming out, you know, Captain Marvel, I would think that you would want a big Captain Marvel release then, not Monica Rambeau, who is, somebody that most people haven't ever heard of. So my second guess, Ian and I were talking about this, was, I can't remember her name, but she's a runaway. She's a member of the Runaway, who's an alien that does light stuff.
Carolina?
That's it.
Something like that. Yeah.
So,
could be.
Because I they're just trolling you with Dazzler comments. That's what I got.
Okay. I don't know who these characters are. Their character's not appearing in my Marvel universe.
That's okay. I've heard from reliable sources that you should read Next Wave.
I have neither heard of that nor seen it on the comic book shelf.
Okay.
Is that something I should be able to see in my local comic book store?
I don't know. In the past, when I reference reliable sources, Ice Nine is amongst them. If he says go read that, I just go, all right, I'm going to read that. You guessed it, Samurai has provided you a picture of what to look for.
Oh. Yeah, it was a tie into Civil War? Whatever. I'm more excited about the fact that I hear rumors that there's going to be, like, way too many more X-Men comics yet. Like, there's going to be X-Men Black, I hear, is a maybe possible thing. I've heard that maybe the Defenders, the original Defenders, might be coming back with Namor and Hulk and, like, Silver Surfer are all teamed up. That would be amazing.
Would it?
Yes. Yes, it would.
Okay.
I need all the X-Men I can get. I've been, you know, getting my Mr. and Mrs. X going down with the Rogue and Gambit, got their own comic now. I even started picking up Astonishing X-Men because it's now featuring Dazzler in Astonishing X-Men. Dazzler.
Right. So did anything happen in release 160 other than...
trolling me for Dazzler? I don't know.
No, other than when I go to my character selection screen, I'm always in a really odd place instead of at the top of it. Oh my god,
yeah,
let me
tell you how much I hate that. The fact that, yo, even like in your Deadpool daily,
yeah,
like you're forced, you have your person that you're forced to use, and then you're stuck 90% of the way down my roster. Oh my god, I freaking hate this change. Please get rid of this instantly and move me back to the top of my roster. Oh, whew, that's terrible.
So, did you look at the forum response, by the way?
I did not. Although I just now see Brickby saying that it's a bug, and you're sorry.
After just amplify what you said by about 100. Oh. That's what the forum is like today.
Yeah, but wow, man, it's been driving me bazonkers.
Sure.
All right, so that's going on, Ian. Powers that display what color is most present on the board will display the color that is used by that power when there are multiple colors most present at the same time. There's so many words there, I can't even follow that in English.
It's saying that Kurt Wagner will tell you what color he's going to multiply.
I thought they did that last time.
I don't know. That's what I got out of it.
All right.
Display the color that is used by the power when there is multiple colors most present at the same time.
Maybe it was not working if there was multiple colors with the same amount?
Yeah.
I think, right. Or if it's someone like when that dog provides you with a royal escort. Based on what colors are out there, that's the kind of escort he will...
That dog.
That dog.
It's not Pizza Dog. It's got to be the other one that's actually a character.
Lockjaw? You know, sure. One of the royal family. You know, whatever.
Tuning Fork Guy.
Uh-huh. No, he's Tuning Fork Dog. Tuning Fork Guy is a whole different person. Anyway, powers that generate AP and destroy tiles will now correctly generate AP in the specific instance where all destroyed tiles are fortified. That sounds like a rare occurrence. Characters in upcoming waves will no longer display before the wave completes. That's nice. Because, man, that bugs me. And my Thanos is blowing people up, and I'm like, oh, there's all the people that are not dying.
Right.
Because they would still be there by the time Thanos kills everyone. Fixed another crash in the early area of the game. Android things that are running Android 9 cinnamon lemon drop made with bubblegum will no longer crash when returning to the game after Puzzle Quest was minimized. I'm just guessing on the name of Android 9. In case you didn't catch that. They all have something to do with some kind of candy. Dessert or something. I don't know. I don't get Android.
Twinkie Pie.
Yeah, sure. Go with Twinkie Pie. Local news. Hey, let me tell you about some. I want to talk about comics for a minute. So the Looney Tunes crossover comics have returned. So this week's we got Catwoman with Tweety and Sylvester. We got Lex Luthor and Porky Pig.
Ugh.
We got the Joker with Daffy Duck. And the stretch one is Harlequin with Gossamer. I didn't know Gossamer had a name.
Gossamer is the guy who's made of all hair?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know he had a name until I went, who would that now?
Gossamer, I can't remember if I learned that in an episode of Duck Dodgers or if Bugs Bunny was having... There's an episode where Bugs Bunny is in, I want to say, some sort of home... that appears to be owned by Peter Lorre, and Gossamer is chasing him around.
All right.
And he is able to overpower, he's able to defeat Gossamer by, I don't know, pretending to be a cosmetologist and giving him a nail filing and then a haircut, and then he just disappears.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah.
All right. That is all.
Okay. Yeah. That's wacky.
Okay. Ian, I hear you're running a contest.
No. I'm not. Not till the end of the show. I lied.
All right, everyone.
I had mid-show regret. There will be a contest for our three-year anniversary, and I will announce it at the end of the show because our listeners are the kind of people that would you know, attempt to solve the contest while still listening to the show. I would rather them just listen to the show and then enjoy the contest in their free time.
All right.
Fair enough. Oh, hey, there were two local news from Pontiac real quick. If you weren't aware, Zola's Kitchen and Wine Bar, the West College Realty Office, California Tortilla, Golden Walk, all closed so that they can put in a large apartment building. That all happened this week.
Yeah, yeah. We gotta turn downtown State College into, you know, a city.
Nothing but housing?
Nothing but student housing, as far as the eye can see.
Yeah.
There are a lot of students. You gotta put them somewhere.
True story.
Right? Your town has one sustainable industry. It's the university.
That is
those
correct.
Kids are money.
Yeah. Stack them and pack them. Local news number two. The basement is open. I forgot that was actually going to be a thing.
Yeah.
They didn't.
Players and Indigo?
Yes.
I believe so.
Right.
They didn't remodel it, but they are open on Sundays and raised the prices of their Long Island iced teas from $1 to $2.
That's outrageous.
Double it.
Who would go to someone's basement on a Sunday night?
But it's alliterative now, and that makes it more appealing somehow. The $2 teas instead of $1 teas, that doesn't sound nearly as appealing.
It's not as good as little pitchers of tea that you get at Cafe 210. Those are much better.
Doesn't ring a bell. I don't think I've ever had that.
You ever gone to Cafe 210 and gotten pitchers of tea?
Uh-uh.
Really?
I'm not even picturing Cafe 210 in my mind.
Cafe 210 West, it's got the outside seating. It always has a line down the block.
Oh, right, because there's like four outside seats.
Yes.
There's some in the back.
There's a whole lot in the back, yeah.
Right.
Where the band usually is. Another local news, though, I got today was the Lion Bash in downtown State College.
I don't know what that means.
That is the event that we put on at the borough to integrate, you know, students and municipal things. It's the Living in One Neighborhood event. So Allen Street was closed. We're giving away popcorn and cake, and there were all kind of booths for students to, you know, about things that you might need while you live in this town.
Oh.
Luckily for me,
did you drop off some of our business cards?
No.
Tell them to tune into our podcast?
No, but luckily for me, the IT department doesn't have to have a booth, so I got to go home. Whereas
okay, great.
Lots of other departments were working till late tonight. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Yes, let's.
All right, this week on It's Always Sunny in Xantar, Flint making a mess all over the city.
All right, let's talk about Sandman, who he is and what he does. Why he's here.
He does whatever Sam can.
His purple, yellow, and green abilities. He has got a sandblast, which costs you 9 green AP. It appears to deal 1768 enemy. He does AoE damage, and he stuns a target for one turn. There we go. It's about 1800 damage. Shifting sands. It's a tile swapping. That's exciting. I could combine him with Loki and Doc Ock.
You could.
Mm. Oh, man. When they were boosted recently, that was the best. It was as good as I thought it would be. It was my animation's on. It was so tedious. I really, really enjoyed it.
Nice.
Swaps 14 non-yellow basic tiles and converts up to 5 of the swap tiles to yellow. Sand Smash costing you 10. Yellow AP creates 6 strength 85 protect tiles, or if there are 7 or more friendly protect tiles, he removes them all and deals 2800 damage. I wanted that to be more exciting.
Yeah, it's really not.
Mm-mm. How's Sandman treating you guys these days?
He's one of the characters that makes yellow, so that's always nice.
That's true.
I can't remember the last time I actually, you know, used Sandman.
I also can't remember, but I know that I only use him for his green usually. The AoE.
Right.
It's not even that strong of AoE, but when he's boosted or something, it's kind of nice. Yeah. 5-3-5 for me. I don't care about the swaps that much.
Yeah, but you make 5 yellow tiles.
No, I
that
make
yellow
3.
Really? Man, that yellow seems ho-hum. I must be missing something. I don't know how to play this game, so... 5-5-3 was my initial thought, but, you know, I'm often wrong. I don't even think I have him anywhere near maxed, and I think I'll get to battle his far more exciting boss version here in Sinistix this weekend.
I'm trying to find Sandman even in my roster. I know he's in here somewhere. There he is. Oh, I have them at the super popular 4, 4, 5.
Of course you do.
Strong.
Samurai says 5, 5, 3, board shake, Uber allies. So there you go.
Nice.
I didn't say it was right what I had. I just said that's what I had them at. Ooh, that's a good point. Save the yellow for someone like Okoye.
Homer showed up. Okoye.
Sorry, I have recently learned how fantastic Okoye is.
Yeah. Someday I will know what that means. I don't have any, you know, Okoye to be using. So
she was boosted, like, not this week, but previously.
Yeah.
And I pumped all the ISO that I could into her with my 225 Okoye, and yeah, she made everybody hurt real bad. She boosts the other characters' powers so much, it's ridiculous. You put her and Strange together, and the automatic retaliation that Strange does was doing thousands upon thousands of damage. It was great.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Sandman, though, I don't use him much.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
That's what's always sunny in Sandar, the Sandman.
Oh, Sandman. The Sandman. Willie, what's in the mailbag?
I feel like you just made that song up just now.
Well, it was the Jazzman song from The Simpsons.
Oh.
Just with Sandman.
All right, time for the mailbag. Brought to you by Willie Lumpkin. First thing that I've got is a couple comments on the D3 forums. Brawl and Alpha Team both said that they loved the title this week. So good job, Ian, on naming this week's last week's show.
Great.
Amy Pond's day job.
Pond's. Woo! Another win for me.
However, now I get a win. Donkey Teeth said LMFAO at the LMFAO shufflin' drop. It completely caught me by surprise. Great work, Ray. So I try to do things that are funny for at least one person.
Right.
Normally that's me, but if other people laugh too, then, you know, all the better.
I was thinking about your unexpected drops today. I don't know why I was daydreaming about them and where I could request one. So I'll keep an eye out for, you know, who's coming down the Always Sunny in Xandar and see if I can fit in a special request here a little bit down the line.
Okay. Yeah, unfortunately, after editing and putting that in, I had Party Rock in my head the entire week.
Well, I mean, it makes you feel better. They're sorry for Party Rocking.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't going to listen to that. Then I'd have that in my head, too.
Hmm.
All right, 626 Aussie
says,
five-star Thanos' court death is great for triggering five-star Black Panther's move or be moved.
That's
in
true.
The Deadpool Daily. Big enchilada. With that duo, you can clear the node easily. However, 5-star Thanos is not a good partner for Okoye. 3-star Thanos is way better because Court Death doesn't stun her, so her boost, she boosts Thanos damage through the roof. He says he recently championed Okoye, which I'm jealous of, and said that the boost for Strange Sights, he decided to do SCL-9, partnered with 3-star Thanos, and was able to blow away everyone, completed it in 26 minutes, said he never did SCL-8 in less than 30 minutes. So, there you go. Okoye and 3-star Thanos for the win. Personally, I like Strange, but... Tony Foot.
Hey, oh, Tony Foot.
The end of the edit where Craig dropped was very weird. I felt like it was the longest run of Ian speaking uninterrupted in 150 episodes.
Well, I try not to let Ian talk that long at a time. I mean.
It was like Joe Mark II.
Oh, snap.
Shard Attack said,
mm-hmm.
Dope, they chose my support. Whack. There was nary a bro or manzeer discussion. Sad times. Well, you know, we talked about it a little bit.
We did. I didn't even know. Had I known it was Shard Attack, I would have given it more consideration. the long and the short of it is, as far as I know, bro manzeer isn't real, so it's hard to find information about. I did not enjoy the Jerry Seinfeld sitcom, so I am unlikely to use references from it in my own podcast.
Well,
otherwise, it was a totally fair suggestion.
If only you were the master of your own domain.
See, I get that reference. I just, meh.
Yeah.
I agree. I don't think it was that funny of a show.
Show was amazing.
Uh-huh.
Again, to be clear, as I was before the show when I was only talking to these two guys, Jerry Seinfeld is spectacularly funny.
Yes.
He has a very just unbelievably cerebral understanding of comedy and, you know, what it's all about. And he really blows me away. The show was just not my favorite. And by that, I mean, I don't really like it. I've seen very few episodes. But yes, individually, I can recognize his quality. I think Larry David is a very funny guy.
That's going to be my next question. Do you like Larry David's other show?
I've never seen it.
You ever seen Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I've never seen a single episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Hmm. I saw like the last 3 minutes of an episode that he was talking about Pinkberry for a lot because whatever show was next on HBO was something I had wanted to be watching. But I've never seen that show. But, you know, again, I like Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Jason Alexander crushed it as Duckman. So, yeah, you know, just not, you're not likely to win me over with Seinfeld references.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Jason Alexander is funny as well.
Yeah, he is.
But in any case, I'm moving on, but because this is taking forever. D-Wing, Illinois, said that I won the last episode during the pre-show with the IT burn on my co-hosts. he also said, oh, right, this is where it derails. He says, how to win fantasy football? Not drafting any Steelers.
Oh, Boo Earns. You got AB. He's the freaking best wide receiver in the league.
For the last 4 years.
All right, what more do you want the guy to do?
Really? That I cannot. His average draft position is premium at 5.
Holy smokes, he's just amazeballs.
Yeah. I don't see a lot of chance for disappointment. I'm even optimistic about that new receiver they have, Washington.
Yeah, he looks good. You got the Juju going. Yeah,
Juju's fine. So, oh no! Shh. Is that real?
Yes, I wasn't going to bring that up in front of Ian.
Oh my goodness! I'm definitely not drafting him this year.
I didn't think you'd seen that, and I was going to try to keep you in the dark as long as possible.
Oh, right, that is
somebody
Bone
say
City.
What you're talking about.
We're talking about the Madden curse.
Right.
So invariably, whatever player gets to be picked to be on the cover of Madden instantly suffers a near-death injury or has a mental breakdown. One of the two will happen.
All are very likely.
So most likely in week two, Antonio Brown will, you know, lose, you know, his arm will just fall off his body. like they'll have to pick it up off the field and return it to him.
Why, are they playing the Bengals in week two?
I don't know. I didn't look at the schedule yet. I think we played the Browns in week one. The good old Brownies.
Yeah.
All right, I'm moving on. Doom.
Okay.
Do it.
D-Wings also said, I now have an image of Cartman trying to force feed Craig a cheesy poof.
Yeah, I don't want that cheesy poof.
He said he wants to take a moment to appreciate that Ian's garter wedding story is not only isn't the best wedding story from his early 20s, but it is only possibly the second best. I don't know if you're going to stand by that, but, you know, all right. You did go to some interesting weddings.
I did. I made some colorful choices as a young man and had a lot of fun experiences because of that. So I can't say that that's the best wedding story, but it's rankable.
Yeah.
It's a top fiver.
He also said, and this is just a troll for Craig, can we just patch in Craig at the end of every episode from now on? He's already basically the Andy Rooney of PW3.
Uh-huh.
Captain Trips, I tend to think that 5 Thor was better than pre-nerf Gambit.
Wow.
To use, but Gambit was better as a PvP deterrent. Now there's no question, in my opinion, Thor is king. He also said, I think Ronda Rousey is actually quite incredible live in WWE. Her talking acting still has a long way to go, but in the ring, she's already well beyond many who have been doing it much longer. That sounds fair. I mean, watch her, but sure.
Yeah, I mean, she's an athlete. I mean, you know, gotta give her that.
FAHQ 1977, 5-star Thor, arguably the best character in PvP land now, but to echo others, Gambit was a deterrent largely because of his AP drain. There were all kinds of teams that he would use against Gambit, but few of them worked, and almost all led to at least one down character. 5-star Thor isn't scary, largely because his biggest benefit doesn't happen at the start of the matches. So you can actually build up some attacks and stuns against him before. So there's actually a fairly good way to get around him. You just have to be paying attention. That is true. Gambit, you just had to get lucky and get him killed before he got powered. So
yeah, at least yeah. With Thor, yeah, he doesn't start out ubered up.
Right.
So you and can prepare yourself for, yeah, you got time till you beat him down first. So you can plan ahead.
Yeah. His last comment is that boosted max Loki is fun to play. All right, good enough. I'll wait for a couple of years before I can find that out myself. Perondiak.
I heard of that guy.
Talking. He apparently listened to multiple episodes in this last week and had comments from all of them. So talking about robot bodies is making him think about rewatching C-Lab 2021.
Hey, it was a good show.
Bizarro.
Awesome. I was curious if either one of you would know what that was, but apparently you do. So yeah. There you go.
It was again in the very young years of Adult Swim when right. It was just pretty steadily funny and not like mind-meltingly bizarre.
Yeah. He also said Nightcrawler displaying the most prominent color on board is a great fix. It's the little things, really. And Ian Spin Doctor's rip was hilarious. Keep it up. I don't remember what you said. That was a long time ago, but keep it up.
Thanks.
And last episode featured pie of the week, bacon, mac and cheese, take my money. I would likely use cavatappi instead of regular macaroni, though, to class it up a bit.
What's a cavatappi?
It's like really long macaroni. It's spiral.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah.
And finally, Always Sunny in Xandar, Thanos wants an abortion. Thanos is a stellar 3-star combined with Doctor Strange. It's a fun time, but Strange's squishiness means chewing through the health packs. This is true. I hear Okoye is great. With either one of them. In any case, that is all that is in the mailbag. Thanks, Lumpy.
You're welcome. I don't know. All right, are you ready?
I am.
Okay. Once again, that's a preemptive.
Right, you're getting warmed
sorry,
up.
Sorry, I'm just getting excited. Gotcha. Right, I am Hans.
I'm ready. And I am Franz.
And we just want to
and
pump.
We just want to pump.
You up.
You up. Was that a double clap?
No.
Did someone? I heard three claps.
Yeah, that was me.
Oh! Now it's getting extra complicated.
I was cold-blooded.
Cold-blooded.
Exactly.
Slap.
Oh, Ray's going to have to buy a new couch. All right, let's talk about some boosted characters
I'm
this
sorry,
week.
I'm sorry, Charlie Murphy.
This was before Wesley Snipes. Anyway. That would have been a better segue if he was boosted. I would have been like, speaking of Wesley Snipes, Deadpool's boosted. You know, that'll be fun. Wales already does a good amount of AoE damage. A little bit more never hurt anybody. I don't think his other two powers get used very often. I don't think that being boosted should affect his red power at all, because it's a percentage, not actual damage.
Yeah.
Okay. Gamora's boosted. That's awesome, because her red only costs 5,
yeah.
And 2,000 damage for 5 AP is a good amount of damage. Battery Man is boosted. Not a lot of people who aren't me don't really use his other two powers, but Unibeam does a ton of damage, especially if you run him at 5-3-5, so consider that if you need to generate your own red for a quick nuke once he wakes back up.
Yeah, I mean,
Kamala Khan is
it's useful now and then. It's just
it's not reliable.
Yeah, and it uses up AP that isn't red. It
right.
annoys
it's
me.
Pricey.
I never remember that till after I fire it.
Yeah, you already got to make sure you have fired your yellow and put it on the board for a second time before you fire your red right. again. Kamala Khan is boosted. It's a lot of healing, a lot of burst healing, a lot of green AOE. Love it. And, Thanos, we just mentioned him. His court death should do even more damage. Wow, that's a strong bunch of 3-stars that are boosted. It's going to be a good weekend this weekend. Let's learn about some 4-stars, because most of them are a puzzle to me. Well, there's one that's pretty straightforward. Everybody else is one of those newer for Ian's, and not so keen on what Jubilee does or could do. I remember her when she came out. I thought she was going to be cool, and then I played with her, and she wasn't as cool as I thought.
That's right, because your only thought was, they could have made Dazzler.
I enjoy how you always foist your opinions onto other people.
Right.
I mean, that's just a standard response that everyone in the community had. We got this character? Could have been Dazzler.
Boy, yeah, I was going to say, she can boost damage with her passive, but again, I don't know that that's going to be impacted by her being boosted. Otherwise, her AoE damage will be up a little bit. It's not significant. And the damage that she deals with her purple should be up a bit. Oh, everybody's favorite, Safari Joe.
Safari Joe does it again.
I mean, what I have in my infographic is just fantastic because it's the amount of...
Is that Joe Scobie?
I don't know. Did he kick for the Ravens before? Oh, he punts for the Ravens.
Oh, that was Josh Scobie I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Is that just got to be Joe Flacco doing something weird, I assumed.
Jump ball can't kick.
I don't know. It's definitely not Tucker. And I don't know who plays on the Ravens as far as their special teams goes. So you'll have to look up Ravens number 4.
Apparently, Rice says it's Sam Coke.
Is that Craven the Hunter's name?
It's Raven the punter. He's a raven and he's punting. I get it now.
Sorry, though.
Yeah, I needed that spelled out for me. I'm dumb.
Yeah, that was a long walk, but it was worth it. Feel like I got some exercise. Oh man, that's gold. But yeah, there's a real he's really down on him in this infographic. But calling him little more than a 4-star bagman.
Wow. Whoa,
that's
pretty mean. Let me tell you how to use Craven. Are you going up against somebody who's going to be putting out a ton of special tiles, especially strike tiles? Use Craven. He'll reduce how much damage they do.
I mean, he was the anti-baby Groot. I mean, that's his thing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Nice. He's boosted. Mockingbird, she's boosted. Oh. I hear she's great.
Man, no, she blow up big.
Okay. So the red damage that's a ton of damage is way too much damage?
It's a lot of damage.
it's awesome. A lot.
Okay. The newly now tells you what color he's going to make Nightcrawler is all fixed up. So his red will deal a little more damage this week. Really, he's all about that BAMF, though.
Yeah, I don't even remember him doing much damage. I mean, he does, you know, a little bit here and there, but you use him to BAMF all around the board. That's what it's all about.
Right. And lastly, certainly not leastly, the MPQ original, now with her own comic, existing in worlds outside of puzzling, Peggy Carter as Captain America is boosted. Her red does a lot of damage. Her red does a ton of damage when she's boosted.
Yeah.
And her blue should do some good damage, too.
It's all about that blue.
Man, is she good. It is.
Listen to Peggy is the stuff.
I ran into her, and I want to say my Deadpool daily yesterday.
That sounds likely.
Yeah. Well, because I had to use, I had to try to defeat her with Battery Man, and his stuff's expensive, and then she's out there, and I'm like, oh my god, it's been like an hour and a half, and I still can't fire my Unibeam.
Hey, you know who I hear is boosted this week?
Who's that?
Battery Man? Hmm? Put him with Peggy.
Yeah, that is always a good time.
Yeah, go nuts with those two, that'll be fun. So that's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later?
Yeah. All right, let's call up the shrink. Where's Dr. Katz when you need him? It's time for Ray and Ian's support corner.
All right.
I like that. That was good.
Yeah, that was solid.
I just thought of that right this second.
Well, good job.
All right. Yay,
yeah,
me.
Write that down.
Somebody who's not me, write that down. Remember that I made it funny. Go ahead, Ian. Oh, I'm sorry. Ray's first. Be quiet, Ian. It's Ray's turn to talk.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Ray.
Hello, Ray.
So this week in in-game supports, I want to talk about the Blackbird, the X-Jet. So this is an interesting one because you can only put this support on an X-Men.
Sure.
But it's interesting because it also doesn't have a special power. It doesn't have anything that says if it's on Wolverine, it does this or whatever. That just doesn't exist. So put it on an X-Men. Pick one that you like. Rank 1 for the first star. When you make a 5 match or greater, you improve a friendly strike, attack, or protect tile by 27. And that slowly works its way up to 278. So you have to make a critical match to boost one of your special tiles. Rank 2, the supported character's base blue match damage is increased by 13. That works its way up to 132 damage at max level. So you need someone who uses blue, all right. Rank 3, the supported character's red match damage is increased by 14, which goes all the way up to 147 at max level. Man, I'm running out of characters to put this on, red and blue. Rank 4, powers fired by the supported character deal additional damage to enemies. Starts at 121 and goes up to 1,271 damage at maximum level. And when you make a match in the team's strongest color, there's a 15% chance to gain 1 extra AP in that color. And that percentage chance goes up and up and up to 45% chance to gain 2 AP at level 250. So this is a very dynamic support. My original thought was actually Professor X, because he improves strike, attack, and protect tiles, and giving it a little bit more boost when he's also good with the match fives that you make. And blue is quite often his... He doesn't have a power that uses it, but for some reason, whenever I use it, blue is his associated with him. But red... not so much.
I assume this was meant for 4-star Scott!
That's like, does he create any special tiles?
No.
I don't believe he does. So you have to put him with... I'll buy that, but you need to put him with somebody who creates special tiles to make use of rank 1.
I mean, but he's all about the red and the blue.
Yeah, he definitely is. Yeah, I'll go with that. That's, I mean,
outside
good
of
one.
That, you're probably looking at Kurt. Kurt's red and blue.
Isn't Scott normally the pilot? For some reason, I remember him flying the Blackbird a few times.
I don't know.
Okay. It's been a while. I don't recall.
I try to block Scott out of my life as much as possible.
I'm sure you do. So, yeah.
And all of his terrible children.
I guess the only thing is that rank 1. I don't know who you're going to put it with an X-Men who uses, who creates tiles. I mean, Wolverine always creates special tiles, but then you have to use Wolverine with Scott, and they just hate each other, so
right,
it's not going to work.
But yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, X makes tiles, so you know he's got that going for him.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's useful in some ways to nearly everyone. Just stick it on someone and use nobody but X-Men, and you'll be fine. But it's a fairly dynamic support in that you can use it with a lot of different characters, so I kind of like that. Not incredibly powerful, but, you know, gives you a little bit of a boost. I get it. So, there you go. That's the Blackbird, based on the SR-71 Blackbird, except the wings are weirdly inverted for some reason, but...
Hey, it's based on Shi'ar technology, yo.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so there you go. That's your in-game support for this week. Ian, do you have something?
I do. Hello, everybody. My name's Ian.
Hi, Ian.
Hello. I'm going to tell you about support that I don't get to enjoy nearly as often as I would like because of the invention of jetways. And that is when you are going on vacation and you land in a country where they don't have a little jetway tunnel to ferry you right to the airport, you get mobile stairs. Today's support is mobile stairs. That's the staircase that they roll up to your airplane so that you can get off, because, you know, air stairs are available on, I get probably, you know, the smaller model planes that actually have the stairs built into the door that folds down, but I'd never get to ride on those because I'm not rich. But since I'm not, when I land in countries that, you know, have to have a particularly small airport, mostly down in the Caribbean and some of the less developed parts of Mexico and whatnot, you get to enjoy mobile stairs. Mobile stairs were more recently made famous with the, they have the kind that you can pull up. They also have the kind that are attached to a vehicle, like on Arrested Development, mm-hmm. The Bluth mobile stair car. And I'm sure they could have lots of versatile uses, but in my experience, ground support at airports is where you will find the most use for the mobile stairway.
Yeah, they're lowly developed places like State College, Pennsylvania.
Right, right. And if you have a much smaller plane, absolutely. I think here we have a pretty small. We probably have that. I don't know if our planes that come out of the Williamsport Airport have that or the air stair. I'll have to fly somewhere sometime soon.
Okay.
I'll let you guys know. All right. So that's the out-of-game support, the mobile stairway.
Thanks, Ian.
That's everything for... Yeah, you're welcome. That's everything for this week's... What's it called, Craig?
Well, first you're going to tell me who sponsored that, Ian.
Well, what did they sponsor?
The support segment?
I thought it had a special new name.
The doctor.
That you wrote down so he could use it.
Sure. It's the Ray and Ian support.
The Dr. Katz?
Yeah, something about Dr. Katz. Yeah.
I dropped that ball quick. Anyway, I forgot to thank Mystify, which is even more important. And the boosted characters of the week were brought to you by Mystify. Thanks, Mystify. Now, Fortify, he provides you with supports. So supports this week were brought to you by Dr. Katz and Fortify. Nice.
Fortify yourself.
That's right. Speaking of which, let's treat yourself.
Is it that time already? Token.
It is.
Good.
Oh.
Time to open the stuff brought to you by the OG, this guy.
You guys are going to have to stall for me.
Always with the stalling.
Not always. Oh, no. Yeah, not always, but I really Ian'd it up this week.
Okay.
It's something for our producer to sort out later. I did not remember to turn off my air conditioning unit. And my blue line in Audacity tells me that I did not remember to turn off my air conditioning unit.
You mean after I got up and said, hey, wait, let me go turn off my AC?
Yeah, and I thought to myself, oh, that's way too early. I'm not turning off the AC until the last possible minute. Then it was like, see you later, brain.
All right. I'm going to stroke Loki's dagger.
You do it. Stab.
It is a 4-star. Aunts, aunts, aunts.
It's a classic.
What does that do? That gets Ant-Man to level 297.
Not
Raimondo.
Bad. That's all you're doing? All right.
That's just one.
All right, let's see what we get here. I got a 4-star. Mr. Fantastic. Flexibility.
Mr. Lava Lava.
I am not going to end there, though. I have 2 more tokens, so I'm going to keep going with them. I'm going to blink them on the nose and get another 4-star. Huh. Imagine that. Another wow. Mr. Fantastic. All right, let's see if we can not get a Mr. Fantastic 3 times in a row. I'm going to jab him in the ear.
Go for the trifecta.
It's a 4-star.
Yellow Fantastic, Yellow Fantastic.
Precision shot Winter Soldier. Uh-huh.
Hmm. Hey, you know, speaking of the trifecta, so for the wife and I went to the Poconos last weekend, went over to the Mohegan Sun, and,
yes.
You know, played some casino games, went out and bet on some horses. It's a good time.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, it was fun.
Now I get the trifecta. I'm like, how is that a trifecta? But
right. I was like, the betting on the horses. I hear you.
Trifecta.
I was also like, that's a confusing segue.
Never mind.
For the story. I did hear that, as per usual, your wife walked near a slot machine. It spit out all the money, and you guys rolled around in it.
I didn't win squadouche.
No, just her.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's possible.
I think we ended up like a
game of
like
complete random chance.
Yeah.
She's never not won a small pile of money on slot machines. It blows my mind in a super envious way.
She usually does well. I twice on Popeye came within one character on the screen of getting the $16,000 jackpot, so I was sad.
Ooh, that is heartbreaking. Is it based on the cartoon or based on the Robin Williams film?
The cartoon.
Oh, my son's been really into that lately.
Oh, nice.
That'd be cool. Yeah, he's been really into
strong to the finish because he eats a spinach
all the time, all the time.
He loves Popeye the Sailor Man. Toot toot.
Loves that song. Let's see. I think I'm going to get lured in by the shiny tip of this here Loki dagger as well. Valkyrie. Nice. Dragon Fang Fury. That's surely something I need.
Don't call her Shirley.
She doesn't sound like... That's Valkyrie something I need. bringing her to a whopping 4-1-3. Exciting. Getting closer. That's all I'm doing. Thanks, this guy.
This guy. Right.
Are you mentioning the podcast network, then the contest? Or contest, then the podcast network?
I'm going to do the contest right now.
All
right.
Do it, Doug.
As this is our triumphant 3-year anniversary, I believe. At least show math-wise, it says that we've been doing this for 3 years. So, I am going to propose a Puzzle Warriors 3 scavenger hunt. Let me tell you the details of said contest, the potential result of said contest, and then I will give you the contest itself. I will... This will involve looking through old shows to find some specific categories that I have picked out. You will send your entry via however it is you currently contact Ray now.
Well, you don't want to do it on like Reddit because then you'll be giving away the answers maybe email. And stuff.
He hates email, but I think specifically for this, email is the right way to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we have an email address?
Sure. Why don't we do, I don't know, what am I, chaos72 at puzzlewarriors3.com?
Yes, so please contact us at chaos72, that's XAOS72 at puzzlewarriors3.com, with your answers. We will take all the winning responses, randomly choose one winner, and they will receive the coveted Puzzle Warriors 3 prize pack, which will, at this point, include... a pie of my choosing, a Puzzle Warriors 3 t-shirt, and somewhere between 1 to 3 oddities that I'm trying to get rid of anyway to make my move a little bit easier. So we will see what comes out of my collection. That will be sent to you. So please send us a mailing address along with preferred shirt size as well as your answers to these scavenger hunt questions. I will need you to include all the episodes where cursing was edited out, all of the episodes that were Craigless, without Craig as a host, and the episodes, you don't need to tell us the episodes, but you need to tell us what was the first championed 4-star for each of the hosts of the show, being Craig, Ray, and myself. So answer those 3 categories, and you will be eligible to win the coveted 3-year anniversary Puzzle Warriors 3 prize pack.
And we're looking for episode numbers.
Correct. Except for that last one.
Right.
If you just want to float out answers for that, that's fine too. And that is all for our 3-year contest. If you have any specific food allergies, let me know. I will try to avoid that pie.
Are we just doing this for this week and picking, finding out who wins next week? Is that what we're doing?
Correct. Okay. We will announce a winner next week and then... I'll send out the prize pack shortly after that.
So you better have your answers in by like Tuesday.
Yeah, you'll have an all holiday weekend to figure this out. So anyway, on an unrelated note, this show, like so many others, is available on our podcast network, the Soon to Be Named Network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. It's got a lot of great podcasts to fill your podcasting day with, whether it be your commute or just some fun free time listening. You can find direct links at puzzlewarriors3.com, or you can find an archive of all the shows on the network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
You know, I was looking around while I'm sitting here, and I've got, you know, a Jose Reyes bobblehead doll. I still have those starting lineup figures of the 1986 Boston Celtics. But those lying around, I don't know.
I was going to say, if anybody's getting those, it's going to be me, not someone else. Like, your tchotchke is tchotchke I don't have yet, so I would like it to make its way to me first to replace what I will be giving up.
All right.
Man, the 86 Celtics, that's super dope.
Yeah, that was a good team. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us this week. Anything else for the good of the order, guys?
Oh, no.
All right. Comments, suggestions, answers to these questions, send them all to Ray. Otherwise, you can leave it on the D3 forums or on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. While you're looking for Ray's email, if you've already forgotten it, go to our webpage, puzzlewarriors3.com. Click on the Amazon banner. Buy yourselves loads of things for the holiday. You still could get 2-day shipping. You'll still get it there, you know, before Monday. Just saying. Or head over to cafepress.com and look at all the sweet t-shirts you might get and buy yourself some. cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. All right. That's it. We're done.
Yep.
Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, clang, clang, clang went the trolleys. Ding, ding, ding went the bells. Bells! Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.